And it's time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. Today, we are joined by Hannah McClellan, who is a reporter for the Chatham News and Record. ChathamNewsRecord.com is their website for all the latest news in Chatham County, of which Hannah has been a part of covering quite a bit of it for the last couple of weeks. So we've got a lot to talk about. Hannah, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's start by talking election news. I've been following the turnout rates county by county. The State Board of Elections is a really cool website that allows you to track the early voting turnout rates for each individual county in the state. And Chatham County is far and away number one. I think more than 60% turnout already, with still 5 days to go in the early voting period and election day after that. So what is the election situation like?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the turnout rate in Chatham, I think, has consistently been the highest county for the duration of early voting, which has been really cool to see. And talking with county staff, it's also been really relieving to hear that so far there hasn't been any concerning incidents at polling sites. There were some concerns going into election season about various forms of voter intimidation, but reports so far have been that not only have the sites been peaceful, there's also been relatively short wait lines at the voting locations as well, which has been really relieving, I know, to a lot of community members and leaders.
Have there been any issues with the other big thing that people were a little worried about heading in was absentee ballots and ballots being mailed in, if they were being filled out correctly, and what the process was for correcting that? That legal fight is still going on even now, but how have election officials been dealing with it?
Yeah, so from conversations that we've had with the County Board of Elections, it seems that hasn't been too big of a concern. I know, like in most counties, there has been a very small percentage of mail-in or absentee ballots that have been rejected due to various reasons, like not having the witness signature or having an incomplete address or things like that. But one of the days last week that I was in visiting, I overheard some folks that worked at the office kind of directly calling folks to kind of try and get those few ballot situations figured out, which was also kind of a relief, because I know that was a concern.
It is certainly a contentious election season, and fortunately no serious issues at the polling sites, but you were at a protest over the weekend that got a little bit heated, right?
Yeah, so the protest was actually outside of the Chatham County Historic Courthouse in Pittsboro. And so this location has kind of been one that has seen a lot of protests over the last year or two over the possible removal and then eventual removal in November 2019 of the Confederate monument there. And so the two groups that were there, the Confederate and now largely Trump supporters that were there, were joined on the other side of the traffic circle in front of the courthouse by Black Lives Matter supporters. And so even though the monument has been removed, it's still kind of the same, a lot of the same people in both of those groups. And it was interesting to see a lot of the people on the side of the Confederate supporters kind of having a ton of Trump apparel and things like that, whereas on the Black Lives Matter side, it wasn't as political in terms of endorsing a candidate. There was a lot of posters for with Black Power signs and things like that. So luckily there wasn't nothing too crazy or concerning happened. There were a few mild incidents where police officers on the scene had to get involved, but overall, it was more so a lot of kind of separate gathering, and then a few times where conversations and chanting from group to group got a little bit tense.
Speaking with Hannah McClellan again, ChathamNewsRecord.com for more news from the Chatham News and Record. See, the election is certainly tops on everyone's mind, but we're also still very much dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Chatham's certainly no exception, and that's affecting schools as they plan for the future, the spring semester, trying to get back into the classroom as fast as possible, but trying to do it safely as well. And that's something that you've been covering too. What's the latest?
Yeah, so last Monday on October 19th, about 2,000 students in Chatham County schools returned to in-person learning under Plan B, and so that was extended content standard EC students, students in kindergarten through second grade, as well as students in pre-kindergarten. So so far there haven't been any cases reported from students. There is a COVID-19 tracker with the district that indicates that there have been 12 cases with staff at Chatham County Schools, which kind of breaks down to one or two cases at various schools in the district. So I actually had a chance to tour Bonley School the other day and kind of see how their Plan B operations were going. And I was definitely surprised but impressed to see how well students were following the mask mandates and kind of keeping 6 feet distance in the hallways and on bathroom breaks and things like that.
There's students, there's parents, there's teachers and staff and administrators, and all five of those categories kind of come into this from different angles with different perspectives. If you had a chance to speak with a variety of folks and get their take on not just how the district is handling it, but the speed or the slowness at which they've been able to get students back into the classroom and how they're feeling about it?
Totally. Yeah, I think this has been described not only in Chatham, but in counties across the state as kind of being a quote-unquote no-win situation. Mm-hmm. And I think in hearing opinions and different perspectives from kind of all of the different groups you just mentioned, I think that definitely seems to be the case. There's definitely a very stark divide in kind of how seriously people are thinking about the risk of COVID-19 and what news sources folks are trusting to kind of glean what is safe for their students. I think the biggest challenge that I've seen, and one that I think has been difficult to address, is the fact that parents and students currently do have a choice to opt into in-person learning or just stick with remote learning if they feel that it's unsafe to return. But teachers don't actually have that option unless they have a medical doctor's note, which usually means that they have some sort of immunocompromised medically certified issue or disease or disorder. And so for teachers who feel unsafe but don't necessarily have that medical reason, they're kind of having to choose between coming back to work and feeling unsafe or having to go to early retirement or potentially resigning. And so I think that's been something that's been talked about a little bit less, just because teachers don't have as much freedom to kind of speak openly about their opinions on whether they feel safe or not. And unfortunately, there's not much kind of being done to address the specific situation that I think they're in.
Speaking again with Hannah McClellan, and as we wrap up this conversation, other things that you're covering that folks ought to know about?
Yeah, so we will continue to be covering as students return to in-person learning at Chatham County Schools. The Board of Education is meeting November 9th to discuss a timeline for more students potentially going back. So we'll definitely be keeping an eye on that. We're also going to be keeping an eye on all of the election results, especially the local races in Chatham County. For me, that really means the Board of Education races as well as the Board of Commissioners. And all of those campaigns have, of course, been heavily influenced by the pandemic and folks' thoughts and concerns about how elected members will respond to the pandemic. So we're definitely going to be looking out for those results and then kind of seeing how whoever's elected chooses to proceed in addressing all the challenges the pandemic is bringing.
And you can head online and get more local news from Chatham County at chathamnewsrecord.com. All the news there from the Chatham News and Record. Hannah McClellan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.